From the start of school last year to the start of the new school year this year, what are some of the biggest changes to school safety?
Hopefully, the biggest changes are compliance. I hope what you're going to see is a safe school officer on every charter, elementary, middle, and high school campus across Florida. I hope that you'll see that every school district has an active shooter response policy that's been distributed to the staff. We hope that you'll have effective behavioral threat assessment teams before they even manifest as threats. One of the biggest problems we saw, and I think one of the frustrations we saw through last school year, was the provisions not being complied with, not being implemented. So we've been working. You know, I suggested to the legislature this year that they not engage in any bold new initiatives. Let's get in place effectively what we've already started. You know, I don't know from a visual standpoint that anybody's going to see anything that is drastically different, but there's a lot going on behind the scenes.
The state enacted a new Florida school safety portal in time for back to school this year. It provides multiple state agencies with real-time access to information about a reported or an identified threat. Why did the MSD Public Safety Commission recommend that the state do this?
I think that this is a work in progress. I don't think it's really taken it, quite frankly, to that level as the way you described it. But it's not as robust as what I would hope it would be. There needs to be one-stop shopping. The whole goal and why the commission recommends this is that there needs to be a way to avoid, as it's been phrased so many times, not connecting the dots. Those dots need to be connected. You've got a plethora, really, of information sources that are out there, a plethora of databases. And in order to do a comprehensive background check on somebody, it's just much more effective, much more efficient, the more one-stop shopping you can do. So that's really all this is. Some people got a different idea about it. I think some people got concerned about it needlessly because they saw it as this big, massive conglomeration of individuals' information and affecting privacy. It's really just a more simplified way to query what's already out there so we don't miss anything.
In your opinion, what are the biggest school security flaws that Florida schools still need to address?
The basics. You have to be able to identify the threat. You have to be able to communicate that threat to others, and then others have to have the knowledge to react to it. So it's identify, communicate, and react, and we need to stress those core concepts.
What about the possible psychological impacts of children seeing increased police presence at their schools?
It's a reality of the times we live in, and it's unfortunate, and it's sad. But it's necessary, just like drills are necessary. And when people say, well, I don't think it's a good idea to do these drills, you might traumatize the kids. Well, if you don't do the drills, the kids are not going to know what to do. I understand what people are concerned about, but it has to be done. And we need to talk to the kids. They need to be age-appropriate responses, and they need to be done in a very sensitive way. But we have to do it, and there has to be an increased law enforcement presence and a deterrent presence.
You were recently elected president of the Florida Sheriff's Association. What are you hoping to accomplish regarding issues around school security?
It's so hard to say this. It really is. But the truth is, and it has to be just accepted, that this is going to happen again. The question is when and where. But the most important question is what are we doing differently to drive a different outcome than what happened at Stoneman Douglas? Because what happened there is not acceptable. So in order to do that is we have to affect change. And to get people to understand that change is hard, but change is necessary, and to do it with a sense of urgency. We have to do things in a different way to mitigate the harm.